I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Forecasters say storms moving toward Alabama could produce hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes throughout the state. Officials say there's a moderate chance for tornadoes and large hail in the Mobile area and throughout north and central Alabama, where meteorologists expect winds of up to 70 miles per hour. They say an elevated threat covers Birmingham, Gadsden, Tuscaloosa, and other parts of central and west Alabama as well. The NWS says storms in central Alabama are expected to strengthen through 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Forecasters in Huntsville say severe weather in north Alabama is likely to taper off after midnight. Governor Robert Bentley continues to come under fire after audio recordings were released making inappropriate remarks to a woman on his staff. Republican Representative Ed Henry says he will move to bring the articles of impeachment to remove Bentley from office. Bentley's top aide, Rebecca Caldwell Mason, is allegedly on the other end of the recording. She tendered her resignation yesterday. Alabama House Minority Leader Craig Ford says Bentley has put yet another black eye on the state, his family, colleagues, and citizens.
Ms. Bentley is a class act. She's a princess of a lady. I've met her, known her, his family, his children are good children. The victims are Spencer Collier and the people that's been moved and transferred from their job. Spencer Collier deserved his job back. He was a fine law enforcement officer. And then also the victims are the taxpayers of Alabama.
Ford is referring to former law enforcement secretary Spencer Collier. Collier accused the governor of having an affair with Mason and of interfering with a law enforcement investigation a day after being fired by the governor. Young scientists are making their way to the University of Alabama at Huntsville for the Alabama State Fair for Science Engineering. The winner from this competition will advance to the International Science and Engineering Fair, which is being held in Phoenix in May. Rahul Lal is one student from Auburn City Schools that already has advanced to the International Science and Engineering Fair. He won Best in Fair at an earlier fair. Jackie Middleton is the Science and Learning Community Coordinator for Auburn City Schools, and she thinks Rahul is an example for what Auburn City Schools wants its students to be.
Having been a teacher of Rahul myself, I can say that he is top-notch in all that he does and all that he says, and he leads Auburn High School down a path that we're looking to enter, which is into the 21st century of educated students.
Middleton says that due to Rahul winning Best in Fair, his trip to the International Science and Engineering Fair will be an all-expenses-paid trip. Thunderstorms stick around in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama this evening with lows between the lower and mid-60s, and thunderstorms continue in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.